我们今天的经文是在《使徒行传》第二章。
Today the passage is from Acts chapter 2.
如果你知道第二章的话，《使徒行传》第二章呢是一个很戏剧化的一个章节。
If you know Acts chapter 2, you know it's a very dramatic storytelling in this particular chapter.
我们常常强调在刚开始的时候那一段经文。
We often focus on the very first portion of the chapter.
当120个门徒在聚会的时候。天上就响声像风一样。
When 120 disciples gathered together in the house, then all of a sudden there's a wind blowing above them.
然后舌头像火一样降在每一个人身上。
And it's like a tongue of fire came upon each single one of them.
所以每一个人就说起别国的话来。
And they started speaking in tongues of different nations.
当时是逾越节的时候。
And at the time is during the feast of Passover.
在耶路撒冷大概聚集了200,000的犹太人。
And at the time there were about 200,000 Jews gathered in the city of Jerusalem.
当他听到这样的响声的时候，所有犹太人都跑出来了。
And once they heard such noise, all the Jewish people came out.
所以那些人就看到这些门徒们。讲起他们家乡的话。
So as all those people from other lands, when they saw the disciples start speaking to the tongues of their own land,
他们就非常的惊讶。
They were fully amazed.
他们就不知道是发生了什么事情。
They had no idea what had happened.
有些人说他们是喝酒了。
Some people thought they were drunk.
有些人说他们不知道是发疯了还是怎么样。
Some people thought that they were crazy.
彼得他就站起来说话。
And at the time, Peter stood up and started speaking.
所以我们要今天看的经文就是彼得的说话。
And now today we are going to focus on the words spoken by Peter.
彼得的说话可以说是教会的历史里面新约教会的第一篇的讲道。
And we can say this is the very first sermon spoken by according to the history of New Testament.
我们就不念那段经文。
We will skip this particular portion.
在十四节到二十一节。
So it's starting from verse 14 to verse 21.
彼得说，在末后的日子，要将灵浇灌在凡有血气的。
And Peter said, at the end of time, the Spirit will come upon all flesh.
那些日子。
And at that time, at the
end time. 他的灵要浇灌在那仆人和使女。
And his spirit will come upon his servant and maid servant.
在二十节说，在那大而明显的日子未到以前。
And before the great and fearful day.
到那时候，凡要求告主名的，就必得救。
And at that time, whoever call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
其实彼得就是要说一件事情。
And actually, Peter simply want to express one thing.
你们今天所看到的事情，旧约里面都已经预言过了。
Whatever you have seen right now, which has been predicted in the Old Testament.
这代表这弥赛亚的时代已经来了。
Which means the age of Messiah is coming now.
弥赛亚时代来了，那弥赛亚到底是谁
？And if the time of Messiah is here, then who is Messiah？
这就是这一段，这就是彼得讲到的重点。
And this is the very focus of his sermon.
他说二十二节，他说，请听我说。
And in verse 22, he said, "Listen to me, fellow Israelites."
耶稣在你们当中行了异能、奇事、神迹。
That Jesus has performed miracles, wonders, and signs.
他在你们当中活过。
That he has lived among you.
他用异能、奇事、神迹来证明他是上帝的儿子。
To prove himself by performing miracles, wonders, and signs.
更重要的是他在你们当中死过。
The most important and even more important that he has died among you.
他按着神的定旨，先见被交与人。
And he was accredited by God to you.
你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上。
And you used the hands of the wicked, put him to death.
定旨是神已经在创世以前已经决定的事情。
It says God's deliberate plan, which is the plan God has made before the creation of the world.
在以赛亚书五十三章里面说，神定义将他压伤。
And according to Isaiah chapter 53, it was God's will to oppress him.
使他受痛苦。
So that he suffered.
以他为赎罪祭。
So it will put him as the ransom.
所以这在神的旨意里面。
So this is all part of God's plan.
先见。
Foreknowledge.
在彼得前书里面说，神在基督在创世以前是预先为神所知道的。
So according to the first Peter, it was because of God's foreknowledge he was, Jesus was appointed.
所以他的死是神预先所知道的。
And therefore the death of Jesus was appointed and was the foreknowledge of God.
这不代表基督的死跟人没有关系。
It doesn't mean that Jesus' death has nothing to do with us human.
因为下一句就说，你们借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上。
Because later on we see that the word of Peter that with the help of wicked men, you put him to death.
我把这一段。今天我们讲的这一篇的信息，把它定时与复活的基督相遇。
So today I have entitled today's sermon is a close encounters of resurrecting Jesus.
很多时候我们看经文的时候，如果我们只是注重经文的里面的 doctrine。
If sometimes when we read the scripture, we only focus on the doctrine of the passage.
或是里面神学的意义
，or the theology behind it，
常常我们不能感受到这段经文跟我们所说的话。
And oftentimes we couldn't actually feel the true meaning of the scripture。
你想想你自己，如果你当天是在那200,000的犹太人当中的一个人
，Just imagine if you were one of the 200,000 people of Jews at that time。
也许你已经在耶路撒冷敬拜逾越节来敬拜已经20年、30年、40年的时间。
Perhaps you have been to Jerusalem to worship to celebrate the Passover for the past 10 years, 20 years, or even 30 years.
但是在今年的逾越节。
And however, at this very particular Passover,
这个晚上。
At this particular night,
在五旬节的时候。
During the Pentecost.
我听到一个响声。
And now I have heard a voice, a noise.
我到街上来。
I came to the street.
我看到一群人讲起我家乡的话。
I all of a sudden I see a group of people start to speaking the tongues of where I came from.
一个不起眼的人站起来说话。
And someone who I had no idea who just stood up and spoke.
他告诉我一个人。
And he start to speak about a person.
那个人叫耶稣。
And the person is called Jesus.
我的生命因为这样就改变。
And because of that very encounter, my life has been changed.
对你而言
，As to you,
200,000的犹太人里面的一个
，You were just merely one of 200,000 Jews.
这个相遇是你一辈子。最重要一次相遇。
And however, this is the most important encounter you ever experience in your lifetime.
会改变你一生的道路。
Because it will change for the rest of your life.
我不知道你在你一生里面有没有很多这样的相遇的机会。
I wonder, is there any this similar type of encounter in your life?
我相信有的。
I believe you do.
1986年是我很重要的一年。
To me, 1986 is a very important year of mine.
那年我从亚洲飞到美国来读书。
That was the time when I flew from Asia to America to study.
那年秋天。
The fall of that year.
我上学。
I began to go to school and study.
我到查经班聚会。
I attend a Bible study.
我就看到一个女孩子，我一下就看上她了。
And all of a sudden, I put my eyes on a girl.
本来我想象里面，我到美国念书就是整天在图书馆。
And before I thought to myself, when I came, go to America, I will devote my time in library and study all day long.
图书馆、教室啊、寝室。
And I will be in study. I will be in library and dormitory and classroom. That's all only place I will be.Three places only.
可当我碰到那个女孩子之后
and however, when I had the encounter of that girl,
我整个生活就变了
My life has been changed.
跟我计划完全不一样
And it's totally changed my plan.
我本来只想在那里念个 master, 赶快到矽谷去做事
All I want is to get the master degree in the school, then I will make a plan to go to Silicon Valley to work.
可为了追这个女孩子
And however, in order to chase after this girl.
我留在那边念 PhD.
I decide to stay in the school and get the PhD degree.
终于把他追上了。
And finally, I was able to to get this girl.
六年的时间。
Spent me six years.
我太太就在那里。
And my wife is over there. The pride.
所以跟他的相遇改变了我一生的道路。
Because of that very encounter, it changed my life.
我想的，我决定的，都必须把它放在很重要的地位。
Whatever I planned before, whatever my pursuing now, because of her, I need to make a change.
可是我常常跟她讲，对不起，1986年你不是我最重要的相遇。
And however, I need to say to her, I'm sorry, you were not the most important encounter of mine at the year of 1986.
因为就在那一年的之前，复活节。
Because
那一年的复活节。
The Easter of before that year,
我受洗归入主耶稣基督的身体。
I was baptized and baptized into the body of Christ.
成为上帝的儿女。
I became a child of God.
让我整个生命真正彻底的改变。
My life was truly transformed because of that.
所以人生很多的相遇。
So there were many encountering in our lives.
有些很重要。
Some of them are very important.
有些不重要。
Some of them are not so important.
我想认识主耶稣是我们最重要、最重要人生里面的相遇。
I believe knowing Jesus is the most important encountering in our life.
我看到这个，当你看到彼得，如果你是那个犹太人，看到彼得这样讲话的时候。不知道你心里面怎么想。
If you were one of the Jews and saw Peter stood up and start speaking, I'm not sure what will be going on in your mind.
主耶稣，耶稣基督既然是神的定旨先见被交予人，我为什么还有责任
？If according to God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and He was accredited to be the Master, why do I hold any responsibility?
我甚至没有见过耶稣。
I didn't even see Jesus. Have never seen Jesus before.
为什么？为什么我定了他呢
？And why should he play any role in my life?
这里讲说，你们借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架。
And according to the scripture, it was you with the help of wicked men putting to death.
你们把他钉在十字架。
You are the one who put him to death.
我们在这个时代里面常常讲究政治正确。
And in today's age, we often talk about political correctness.
我们不敢讲犹太人把耶稣钉在十字架上。
We don't dare say Jews put Jesus to death.
我不知道你敢不敢讲。
I don't know whether you dare to say that, make that statement.
你今天到时代广场讲讲，弄个招牌看看。
Would you dare to put the sign say Jews, you put Jesus to death in Times Square?
犹太人杀了耶稣。
That Jews had killed Jesus?
我们不敢说。
We don't dare to make that statement.
可是圣经彼得这么说。
And however, it was a statement made by Peter.
是你们借着无法之人的手，你们借着无法之人在圣经里面讲是不信上帝的人。
It was you with the help of wicked men to put him to death. You are considered non-believers of God.
把他钉在十字架上。
You have nailed him on the cross.
犹太人钉十字架，钉耶稣。
Jesus was nailed by Jews.
不知道你们有看过那个电影《Passion of Christ》。
I wonder whether you have seen the movie《The Passion of Christ》。
那个导演是看过的举手。
How many of you have seen the movie？
看过啊。Okay。请放下。那个导演是 Mel Gibson， 对不对？
You may know the director is Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson 这个人我没有什么任何 comment。
I don't have much comment about this particular person.
不过他有些 idea 在电影里面是很合乎圣经的真理。
And however, he has inserted and placed many ideas which is truly according to the scripture.
如果记得有一幕是耶稣钉在十字架上，他的手在这个十字架上钉子在上面，有一只手拿着钉子要钉他。如果你记得的话。
If you still can remember a particular scene that there someone put the nail and hammer and tried to nail into the hand of Jesus.
那个手是 Mel Gibson 的手。
Do you know that the one that holding the hammer is the hand of Mel Gibson?
因为他觉得他是他把耶稣钉在十字架。
Because he thought he is the one who has nailed Jesus on the cross.
是的，不单是犹太人把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Indeed, not only Jews nailed Jesus on the cross.
世界上每一个人。
Actually, every single one in this world.
你跟我。
Including you and I.
都把耶稣钉在十字架上。
We have crucified Jesus on the cross.
当我这样相信，我听到彼得这样讲的时候。
When I heard what Peter has said.
我心里面觉得很困惑。
And now I feel very perplexed.
我不是在犹太的教里面已经守了这么多的律法，已经有这么多，我今天还在守节，我为什么竟然杀了一个犹太人的 rabbi 呢？
And weren't I one of the Jews who has been to synagogue and under the teaching and the tradition of the Jews and observed the law, and now I've been accused of killing a rabbi of Jewish?
人跟人之间相遇，相知相遇，不见得都是一件愉快的事情。
And oftentimes when we have an encounter with one another, usually didn't begin with a pleasant atmosphere.
一个真正的朋友
，a true friend
会告诉你你的真正的自己是什么样。
He will reflect your true condition back to you.
一个朋友如果只跟你说好话
，if a friend only tell you something you like to hear，
只会赞美你
，only give you praises，
只会跟你讲说 everything is okay，
and keep telling you everything is fine，
you are wonderful，
you are wonderful，
你是 awesome， 对不起，
you are awesome， 你很棒。
你喜欢这样的朋友
？Do you like? You may like the friend like that.
是的，也许你喜欢，我也喜欢。
Indeed, yes, I too. I like such friends.
我总的来讲
，However, in conclusion,
这个朋友对我里面的情绪管理也许很有帮助。
And perhaps this friend has helped me to compose myself to manage my emotion.
对我这个人怎么样进步？帮助不大。
And however, this person won't help me to improve myself as a person.
当我们跟神相遇的时候
，When we have an encounter with God,
他告诉我们真相。
And He will tell us the true condition of ours.
他告诉我们到底在什么地方。
He will tell us where we are.
这个真相很多时候是难以接受的。
And sometimes we couldn't accept our own true condition.
如果你记得在启示录里面，耶稣。告诉老底家教会。
As you remember what Jesus told Laodicea Church in the book of Revelation.
你以为你富足。
You thought you are rich.
你以为你什么都有。
You thought you have everything.
你以为你什么都是最好的。
You thought you are the best of all.
你以为你有恩赐。
You thought you have all the gifts.
你以为你有财富。
You thought you have all the wealth.
却不知。
And yet you do not know.
你却是贫穷的。
You are poor.
你是困苦的。
You are in need.
你却是满身伤痕的。
You are wounded.
神告诉我们真相。
God will tell us our true condition.
如果我们愿意接受神告诉我们的真相。
If we're willing to accept the truth from God.
神将一个新的生命就要摆在我们面前。
Then God will place a new life right before us.
好，我们一起念这段经文。我想你们刚念过。
Let's all read verse 24 together.Let's all read verse 24 together. But God raising from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible.
要不要英文念一次?
And that's reading English all together again. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him.
好，这段经文彼得告诉那些犹太人说，
now,
耶稣虽然死了。
Now Peter said to his Jewish audience, even though Jesus was dead,
但是神却向死的痛苦解释了。
And but God raised him from the dead.
这是一百多年前的中文。
And this is the Chinese translation goes, And God explained.
所以跟现在不太一样。
The pain of Jesus. So it is a little bit different from today's language.
对，解释就是解开的意思。
So when they say explain, it means God has delivered or released.
这里意思是说，神将主耶稣基督死的捆绑这样的痛苦解开了。
That is, God has released and delivered the pain of death. from Jesus.
因为他复活。
Because he has resurrected.
主耶稣复活打开了打破了死亡的捆锁。
Jesus is risen. He has broken the bondage of death.
我不知道死亡对你们是什么样的感觉。
I wonder what does death mean to you?
我今年很多时间必须回到亚洲。我从台湾来回到台湾去。
I need to go back to Taiwan from last year to this year.
因为我妈妈身体很不好。
Because my mother was ill.
最近一次的时候，我们都觉得她可能不能过去。
And often, each time when I saw her, we have a sense of feeling that she may not endure this time.
可是神很奇妙的医治她。
And yet God has healed her miraculously.
我们在医院里面就看到很多很多在 ICU 在各个病房各样的病人。
So when we were in the hospital in ICU, we saw many different types of patients.
好像在那里跟死亡的距离比较接近。
And all of a sudden, we feel the death is very close to us.
好像死亡就随时就在旁边。
We feel death is right next to us.
但死亡是什么？
Then what is death?
到底什么是死亡对我们的意义是什么？
And what's the meaning of death to us?
有人说有一个有名的小说家
，and there is a very well-known author.
死亡是公平的。
You see, the death is fair, it's just.
在死亡面前，再伟大的人也要变得平凡。
To everyone, no matter how great you are, you are just one of many before death.
那在你如果有看 Steve Jobs 的一个传记的话
，If you have read the biography of Steve Jobs,
他说他一生里面做重大决定的时候，他只想一件事情，他就能够面对重大的决定。
He said, whenever he needs to decide something very important, he only needs to think about one thing, then he was able to make that decision.
那就提醒自己快死了。
And it's to remind him he's about to die.
因为每件事情在死亡的面前，好像变得就不重要了。
Because everything, when we put everything before death, they all seem to be insignificant.
他说所有外界的期望
，that for all the desire and hope,
所有的名声
，all the fame,
所有对困窘或失败的恐惧
，all the fear to frustration,
在面对死亡时都消失了。
When we put them before death, they all disappear.
只有最真实的同在
，only the true existence is that
是这样子吗
？Yes, is that true?
我想中国人受佛家、受道家的影响是这样子的。
Perhaps we Chinese who have been greatly influenced by Buddhism, by Taoism, we think this way as well.
没有，如果没有上帝的话，在死亡面前，一切都是没有价值。
And because if there is no God, nothing worth anything before death.
但死亡并不是我们生命的结束。
And yet, death is not the conclusion of our life.
我们人生存在有三种状态。
We are living with three different conditions.
第一个状态是我们活着有身体。
The first condition or one stage that we live with a physical body.
第二个状态是我们活着没有身体。
And second condition is we are living and yet without body.
第三个状态是我们活着有一个新的身体。
And the third condition of our life is that we are living with a new physical body.
我们的生命是一个连续的过程。
Our life is a consecutive stages.
身体的死有没有并不决定我们生命是不是存在。
And whether we our physical body exists or not does not determine whether our life is living or not. But rather whether we have a connection to the source of life.
真正残酷的现实是，世界上凡是没有上帝的人已经死了。
The cruel reality is that whoever doesn't have relationship with the source of life.They are dead.
不论我们身体是活的，是死的。
No matter we have a physical living body or not.
神差耶稣到世上来。
When God sent Jesus to this earth.
他要解决的问题是我们生命死亡的问题。
The problem, the issue he's trying to resolve is the death of our life.
而不是我们身体死不死的问题。
No, it's not whether we can keep our physical body alive or not.
神在耶稣身上第一次彰在人的身上有一个真正的复活。
And there is the first true resurrection of life.
他是整个人类里面第一个复活。
Jesus is the very first person truly come to life.
他跟以前的复活都不一样，跟拉撒勒的复活不一样。
His resurrection is different from the resurrection of Lazarus before.
拉撒路活了还是死了
？Because when Lazarus came to alive, he still need to face death.
神给耶稣的复活是要给他永远的生命，跟他有永远的连接。
And yet the resurrection Jesus is a resurrection life forever. He is going to live eternally with God.
主耶稣为人人尝了死味，为了借着死败坏那掌死权的魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Now, Lord Jesus has taken death for that he has conquered those the Satan who has get hold of people, so that whoever who is in fear of death can become the servant of God.
我们人因为跟上帝的生命所隔绝，所以我们害怕死亡。
Because we are separate from the source of life that is God, and therefore we are dead.
So, 主耶稣的复活，他让死亡永远的被击败。
And therefore, the resurrection of Jesus overcomes the power of death.
我不知道你们有没有想过这个问题。
I wonder whether you have considered this or not.
如果你是那个犹太人
，If you're one of the Jews，
你会觉得这是一件稀奇的事情。
You will realize this is a surprising statement.
好，我们念这段经文好吗
？Let's go to verse 32 and read this together.
来，请这耶稣，神已叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举。又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。大卫并没有升到天上说，但自己说：“主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳。”故此，以色列全家当确实知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主、为基督了。
From verse 32 to verse 36.God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witness of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promise Holy Spirit has poured out that you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah.
我们不花很多时间来讲这一段。
We will not spend too much time on this passage.
这一段的重点就是告诉这些犹太人，彼得告诉这些犹太人。
The point of this passage is for Peter to tell the Jews he was talking to.
圣灵降临在世上
，Holy Spirit come upon this earth，
浇灌在人的身上
，pour down to people on people，
只是要证明一件事情
，to prove one thing only，
就是神已经复活高举了主耶稣
，that Jesus has made this Jesus risen and has anointed him，
所以圣灵的洗
，and therefore the baptism of Holy Spirit，
圣灵的浇灌
，the pouring of Holy Spirit，
并不是要。让我们证明我们自己是多属灵。
It's not to make evidence that how spiritual we are，
而是要让我们能够谦卑在神的面前。
But rather make us humble before God，
相信接受他是一位复活的主。
To believe and accept that Jesus is the resurrecting God，
而且他不但复活了。
Not only he is risen，
他。让仇敌坐他的脚凳，现在已经做主做王了。
And he is going to make his enemy a footstool that he is the king.
凡是相信他的，也跟他一起做主。
That whoever believing him will be kings as well. And therefore, the work of Holy Spirit pouring down on you and me
乃是要证明在天上所做的事情
is to prove as an evidence the work has been done in heaven.
所以我们在地上，我们当我们聚集，当我们跟神有交通的时候。
And therefore, when we gathering together on this earth, we pray that God will pour down His Holy Spirit to do His great work on us.
不过是让我们在地上教会及个人我们的生命跟天上的工作能够合在一起。
So that we can join together with the work in heaven.
所以五旬节就是证明主耶稣基督为主为基督的日子。
So Pentecost is the day to testify that our Lord Jesus is the Lord and Messiah.
所以我们可以知道不知道很多事情。
And yes, indeed, we can be ignorant of many things.
但我们不能不知道主耶稣基督复活。
However, we cannot deny that Jesus is risen indeed.
好，我们不花很多时间在这里，我们看下一段经文。
So let us not stay here too long. Let's go on to the next passage.
怎么样回应主耶稣基督复活?
And how can we respond to this resurrecting Jesus? Now we have an encounter with Jesus. And just like I had a chance to have an encounter with many of my friends. Just like how I have met my wife in the beginning. I need to have a response.
如果没有回应,
if there is no response, then all your encounter means nothing.
如果不让主耶稣基督在他天上所发生的事情，在他身上发生的事情，在我们身上也发生。
If we do not allow what has happened in heaven to become a reality on this earth and on our body,
我们信的可能是没有价值的。
Then whatever we believe carries no worth.
我们来念这段经文好吗?
Let us read this passage together.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。因为这圣灵是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招的来的。”
From verse 37 to verse 39. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call."
一个真是被耶稣所遇见、所得着的人都会问一句话。
Whoever truly have an encounter with Jesus will definitely ask a question.
记得这是第一个教会。
Please remember, this is the very first church.
教会刚开始,
this is the birth of the church.
教会刚开始, 这一群刚信主的弟兄姐妹,
now, this new believers in the inception of the church,
他问了第一句话,
they start to ask the very first question.
弟兄们,
brothers, what shall we do?
我不知道是不是我们教会, 所问的，所常问的问题。
I wonder whether this is what we often ask in this church.
我不需要等，我不知道你们是同工会长老还是牧师，我不知道。常常在教会的工作好像在公司里面一样。
And oftentimes, perhaps all the co-workers, deacons, and elders, the way we operate in church seems like we are doing in a secular company.
我们三年的计划，五年的计划。
We have a three-year plan, five-year plan down the road.
有一年的，对不对？
And now we are one year in the roadmap.
所以说我要主日学。
And perhaps we say we need to set a Sunday school.
我们决定有受洗班，有福音班，有书信班。
And perhaps we divide the Sunday school with catechism class, a new beginner's class, intermediate class. And then we start to search for teachers. And we start to struggle who is qualified to teach those classes. And then we start to invite brothers, sisters, could you teach? And most people, they are very humble. I'm not qualified.
我在学习一点。
I'm still learning.
或者是比较直接，就是我实在太忙了。
Or someone may reply quite frankly, say, I'm just too busy.
再过一段时间吧。
Perhaps later on.
很多很多的原因。
And perhaps there are many reasons.
这很好。
And they are all good.
因为大家都是很有能力的。
Because we are all capable.
我们都能够去执行，都能够计划，然后执行的。
We are able to make a plan and do the execution.
在北美教会的弟兄姐妹都是人中龙凤，对不对？
And to the North American Chinese, we are the top of the class.
都是有能力的，都能够做事情。
Many of us are very capable.
上帝更需要在我们当中兴起一个灵。
And however, God intends to raise a spirit in the midst of us.
敏锐于上帝的需要。
To understand the request of God.
而不是我们自己的需要。
But not according to our own desire.
然后里面有个问题能够常常出来。
So hopefully there's a question we will ask often.
主啊, 我能够做什么?
What can I do, Lord?
到一个地步，催逼到了一个地步，你不得不跟你的弟兄姐妹说， George, 我能够做什么？
To a point that you couldn't hold any longer, and therefore you will talk to George. George, what shall I do?
不用等他向你问说你要教主日学，要去传福音，要祷告会，不用问。
Don't need for him to come to you say you should go to Sunday school, you should go to mission trip or go to prayer meeting.
如果主的爱,
you don't need to wait.
主的爱催逼我们,
if God's love continuously to impress upon us,
我们心就会觉得被扎一样,
and therefore our heart will feel being we have been cut.
这原文是 像刀割的一样。
So the original manuscript it described that our heart feel like it has been cut by a knife.
心里面觉得好像有一个刀深深的割，有伤痕在上面。
And feel like there is a knife pierced into our heart, and there is a scar in our heart.
你要知道这是主耶稣身上的伤痕。
And please know this is the scar on our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不得不到上帝的面前说我们要做什么。
And therefore we couldn't resist but come before our Lord Jesus and say, Lord, what shall I do?
彼得告诉他们，你们要悔改。
Peter replied, repent.
And
first, you need to repent. The relationship with our God does not depend on the distance to our Lord. Our parents could be a very devout Christian. Our fathers were they could be a great evangelist. They are great preachers.
我跟耶稣好像很近。
And seems like I'm very close to Jesus.
可能也很远。
And yet it could be very far.
同样的，我们在礼拜堂里面敬拜。
In the same way, when we gather in the sanctuary to worship,
我们好像跟 基督耶稣很近。
It seems like we are very close to Jesus Christ.
可你我都知道。
And yet we know deeply.
我们可能也很遥远。
We could be very far away from God.
我想我们的数学跟我们在灵里面的数学跟世上的数学不一样。
And perhaps we understand the accounting in the spiritual realm is different from in the physical realm.
我们跟主的距离。
The distance between us and our Lord,
不是用我们跟主的关系，不是用距离决定。
It cannot be measured by distance.
是用方向来决定。
But rather to be calculated by direction.
不论我们在什么样的方向，我们人生现在的目的是什么。
No matter which path we are on in our life,
如果我们这个方向不是主。 给我们人生的方向。
If we are not walking in a direction that God has given to us,
我们跟他很遥远。
Then we are very far away from him.
悔改是什么？
What is repent?
就是转向神。
That is to turn your direction back to God.
不是外面外表的。
Not externally.
那我们心里诚实的知道我们现在的方向是什么。
But in our heart, internally, that we know the direction of our life.
你要转了弯可能90度。
Perhaps you need to turn 90 degrees.
转到神那里。
Perhaps 90 degrees to God.
可能180度。
Perhaps you need to turn 180 degrees to God.
绝对不是360度。
Definitely not 360 degrees.
回到神那里。
Come back to God.
悔改在不信人身上是一个要求。
Not only repentance is a necessity to the non-believers.
在信主人身上也是个要求。
Even to the believers, it is a requirement.
我们需要悔改。
We all need to repent.
我刚刚才跟 George 说。
I just said to George.
我们昨天有一个教会的野餐会。
Yesterday there was a picnic held by the church.
其实离你们这很近。
Which is very close to your church here.
一个可能是长老会的营地吧。
And perhaps this is a Presbyterian campsite.
我们每年都在那里。
That we had the picnic every single year.
那我们邀请外面的讲员。
So we invited many different speakers from outside.
那昨天来的是一对夫妻。
And yesterday, a couple were invited.
白人的宣教士。
And he is a Caucasian.
还很年轻。
And he is still very young.
他们有六个孩子。
And he has this couple. They have six children.
三个亲生的，三个是领养的。
And three of then they are from their They're blood related. The other three were adopted. They just finished their mission work in China and returned back to the state. They live in upstate New York. The reason why we know him because he was a student in Alliance Church.
Nanyang
College.
Alliance Theological Seminary.
Nanyang Theological Seminary.
ATS. Alliance. ATS. ATS.
Nanyang Alliance Theological Seminary.
Yeah. 所以他有一年的时间在我们教会当实习。
So he had 1 year of internship in my church.
所以我们有十几年没见到他了。
So we haven't seen this couple for more than a decade.
他分享 很多事情，他甚至有写一本书。
He has shared with us many things. He even wrote a book.
他那时候刚才在我们教会的时候，一句中文都不会说。
And when he was in our church as an intern in the beginning, he couldn't even speak a word of Chinese.
现在两个都讲很好的中文。
And now they are very fluent in Chinese.
他就讲到他刚到中国的时候。
He mentioned about when he first arrived China.
他就觉得说他可以做很多的事情。
He thought to himself that he can do many things.
他可以跟几百个人、几千人、几万人传福音。
He can preach to hundreds, thousands, or tens of thousands of people about gospel.
也他一到中国，他就知道不怎么回事。
And once he arrived China, he realized it is totally different from what he expected.
他学的中文甚至不够他问人家怎么去上洗手间。
And the learning he had in Chinese, he couldn't even express or try to get the direction to the bathroom.
他当然不能公开的传福音。
Of course, then he was not able to preach publicly.
他甚至跟他宣教的老板处得也不好。
And he even had some trouble with his evangelistic work, the boss.For the coordinator for evangelistic work.
很多的困难。
And therefore, he encountered many troubles.
后来他们又在中国领养小孩子。
And later on, they adopt babies and children in China.
中间也经过很多很多的挣扎。
And they went through many struggles.
他明白一件事情。
Then he realized one thing.
他们不能靠自己。
He cannot rely on themselves.
即使像宣教这样一个美好的事情
Even to such beautiful work as mission,
他都必须向神悔改
Even that he need to repent. to God.
回转归向神,
to repent so he can return back to God.
只有神能够带领我们,
only God can lead us.
如果宣教尚且如此,
if this is the case, even for mission,
何况是我们每天每天的生活,
how about our daily lives here?
C.S. Lewis 说，世上只有两种人。
C.S. Lewis has said there are only two kinds of people on this earth.
一个是跟神说, "Thy will be done."
And one type of person say to God, "Come, may thy will be done."
第二个是说, "My will be done."
The second type of person say, "My will be done."
对不起，我们都讲英文。 第一个是说, 愿你的旨意成就, 第二种人是, 愿我的旨意成就。
The first is, "May thy will be done." The second is, "May my will be done."
我们要悔改。
We need to repent.
当我们跟神相遇的时候,
when we have a close encounter with God.
我们再看下一个第二个讲我们念这段经文好了好请彼得还用许多话做见证劝悯他们说你们当就自己脱离这弯曲被的世代于是领他画的人就受了洗那一天门徒约添了三千人都恒心遵守使徒的教训彼此交接拨饼祈祷
Verse 40 to verse 42 With many other words He warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, and to breaking of bread and to prayer.
当我们跟主耶稣相遇的时候，第一件事情我们要悔改。
The very first thing we need to do when we have a close encounter with Jesus is to repent.
彼得告诉他们，你们要喜爱神的话，你们要追求神的话。
Peter said to them, "You need to pursue God's word. You need to love God's word."
为的是我们跟这个世界有分别。So
that we can be separated from this world.
人不能靠着自己。
We cannot rely on ourselves to have to be differentiated from the world.
除非我们知道上帝在我们身上的旨意。
Only until we understand the will of God on us.
他知道他给我们所预备的是何等的好，何等的善。
We understand what He has prepared for us is good.
否则我们没办法脱离这个弯曲的时代。
Otherwise, we couldn't escape this corrupt generation.
我想我们都很清楚，如果是每天有灵修的弟兄姐妹，如果你有几天没有灵修，你有几个礼拜没有灵修，你会发现里面是枯干的，里面是没有力量。Many
of us may have this experience. If you do practice daily devotion, if you skip a few days, all of a sudden you feel there's a dryness in you and you feel feeble.
你会觉得你做的决定常常是不对的。And
often you realize you start to make many wrong decisions.
也许你做的是在世上很好的决定。Perhaps
your decision made may seem to be good according to the value system of this world.
但也许不是上帝要你做的决定。And
yet it may not be the will of God.
这里讲恒心。And
right here say being persistent.
恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And continually to follow the teaching of apostle.
恒心是经常的，继续不断的。
And means you do this continuously, daily.
上帝的话语。
To devote in God's word.
我相信教会是很重视上帝话语的教会。
I believe the church truly focus on God's word and value God's word.
我们让这个传统继续下去。
May we continue this tradition.
让上帝的话成活的。
So that the word of God become living.
从我们生命里面的一部分。
And become the part of our lives.
彼得告诉我们，我们不能只有吃奶。
Peter say we cannot be continue to be babies.
我们只有吃奶，不能熟练仁义的道理，因为是婴孩。
We cannot continue staying in nursing stage, continue asking for spiritual milk.
那我们需要长大成人才能够吃干粮。
We need to grow in order we can take dry food.
心窍洗练的通达，就能分辨好歹。
So that we can be mature in order to discern good and evil.
2016年的牛津大字典的要旨, 你们知道是什么?
Do you know the key word in Oxford Dictionary for 2016?
2016.
谁知道? Who knows is the word of the year for Oxford
you know
Dictionary?
Post-truth. Good job. Post-truth.
Post-truth.
Yeah.
Post-truth.
Post-truth. 后真理或是后真实。
Post-truth.
后真理或是后真实。 他讲了什么? 他讲了在这个世代里面客观的真理并不重要了。
It talks about the reality no longer is important.
你的观点。
Your point of view.
你的观点的形成。
The formality
of 事实。
Your formality of your understanding may be far from the reality.
也许多在于你的情绪。
But rather maybe based on your emotion.
你的感觉。
Perhaps your feeling.
或是你决定要什么样是真的就是什么真的。
Or whatever you decide the truth to be.
我想这个字可能跟去年发生一些事情有关。
I believe this has something to do with what had happened last year.
不论政治上发生什么事情。
No matter what had happened politically.
这是这个世代的一个趋向。
And this is the trend of this generation.
一个新的世代, 我们像这些, 年轻人, 更年轻的, 以后你有没有看到的, 也许慢慢慢慢比较走向这个方式。
And now we see the new generation is rising, and perhaps sooner or later we know this is the trend of the world.
也许教会对真理的表达需要更活泼一点。
And perhaps how we present the truth need to be alive in the church.
但教会对真理的坚持却不能放松。
And however, we still need to hold on the truth and we cannot give way.
真的, 我们信的信仰是真的,
what we
真理的信仰,
believe is the truth.
是真理的信仰,
is the belief of truth.
是在历史上发生过的事情,
it's based on a historical fact.
是你可以去验证的, 可以挑战的,
it's something you can verify.
可以去挑战的,
to challenge.
是一个实在的信仰,
this is something based on the truth.
我们信的信仰不是在video game里面,
whatever we believe is not based in a video game.
不是在一个虚拟的情境里面,
it's not in a virtual reality.
跟现实没有关系,
which is away from the reality.
不, 我们的信仰是跟我们生活有密切的关系。
No, rather what we believe is very related to our life.
所以我们信仰必须从教室里面走到我们的客厅, 走到我们的教室, 走到我们的卧室, 走到我们的, 办公室。
And therefore, we need to bring our belief out of the classroom, enter our living room, enter our bedroom, and enter our classroom.
好, 第二个是神的话语, 第三个是团契, 肢体。
And following is, he talk about fellowship.
好, 这里讲肢体。
It talk about the members of body.
在42节里面讲, 恒心遵守使徒的教训, 彼此交接, 拨饼祈祷。
In verse 42, Peter say they devoted themselves. Acts says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
这恒心是一个形容，是形容了不单是遵守，也包括后面的彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。
The word devoted not only describe how they persistently learning the apostles' teaching, but also describe how they continue to have fellowship and breaking of the bread. And therefore, it is necessary for us to have fellowship with our fellow brothers and sisters.
我们在生命里面的交通是不中断，我们这个整个教会在活水在里面这样的涌流。
The fellowship among our brothers and sisters cannot stop. So the living water can continue to flow in the midst of us.
我不知道你们教会有没有很多的小组，很多的团契。
I wonder your church have many so-called fellowship or small groups or not.
我发现最近我们教会开始有一些转变。
I realize that there is a change in my own church.
我也说不上来是什么转变。
I couldn't really tell what kind of change is that.
我就觉得说。 人比较喜欢来聚会。
All I know is people have more willingness to come to have fellowship together.
我看到好像有新的朋友也比较多来。
And I start to see more new people, they want to come to church.
我看到人比较有笑容。
I find out people put on their smiles much more often.
敬拜里面能够更享受。
And they truly enjoy their worship.
我想不出有什么不同。
And I truly couldn't tell the difference.
因为我们主日学一样。
Because we have been holding the same type of style of Sunday school.
我们的 program 都没有变。
We didn't change any of our programs.
唯一能够让我想到的就是我们最近多了很多很多的小组。
All I can conclude is that recently we began to have many.Different fellowships.
我们教会还不是很系统的在组织小组。
We don't have a systematic way of forming small groups yet.
还在学。
We are still learning.
有的起来，有的下去。
And some of the small groups rise, some of the small groups fall.
有的大，有的小。
Some small group big, some small.
可是很奇妙的。
And however, amazingly,
当一群都很普通的人在一起的时候
，When we gather ordinary people together，
就很不普通的事情就发生
，And something extraordinary start to happen。
所以我们在遇到主耶稣，让主耶稣引导我们当中，迎接主耶稣到我们当中，是一件很重要的事情。
And therefore, when we have an encounter, we ask Jesus to come to in our midst is very important。
好，我还有多少时间？
啊，10分钟，
还有10分钟，好，
15分钟，10分钟，
好。我们看念这段经文，是吗？对，这段经文，我们念这段经文来，请。神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。大卫指着他说：“看见主藏在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动，所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安然居住在指望中。”因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你已将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。
Verse 24 to 28, but God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, "I saw the Lord always before me."Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me in the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy.In your presence.
好，谢谢。当我们遇到主耶稣之后
，After we have encounter with Jesus，
我们态度要改变。
We need to change our attitude.
我们领受要悔改。
We need to receive and repent.
我们对神的真理、神的话语有兴趣、有胃口。
And we start to have interest of God's word.
我们愿意跟弟兄姐妹来分享主的生命。
And we would like to share the life of Christ.
下一个最重要就是在我们生命里面让神得胜的权柄在我们生命里面工作。
The following which is important is that we need to have the life of the Lord start to do his victorious work, triumphant work in our lives.
这段经文是大卫在16篇里面8到11节他借着神给他的启示他把主耶稣的心情描绘出来。
This passage is quoted from Psalm 16. It describes how David described the inner state of the Lord.
其实他讲的第一件事情是上帝父神对爱子永远的爱。
And actually, the very first statement he liked to make is that God the Father has shown his everlasting love to his son.
神将主耶稣钉在十字架上。
That God the Father has crucified His Son Jesus on the cross.
在他死亡之后，在他复活之间，他们之间有永远的分离。
Before His resurrection, after His crucifixion and before his resurrection. There is an eternal separation there.
他们在永恒里面是永恒里面爱的关系。
Because in eternity, they should have a relationship of love.
所以在我们人间看起来只有三天的分离。
So to us, it seems there were only 3 days of separation.
对他们而言是永远的分离。
And yet, to them, it is a state of eternity.
所以我们可以想象我们的父神。
Can we can imagine our Heavenly Father.
他心里面爱是何等大。
That how great his love is.
他巴不得他的儿子独生子能够赶快回来。
He truly desires his one and only son can come to life soon.
因为他在地狱里面。
Because he is in Hades.
他跟他分开。
He is separated from him.
同样爱子也知道父的心。
And in the same way, the son understands his father's thought.
他在死亡里面。
He is in death.
他在阴间里面。
He is in the realm of death.
他跟父神分开了。
That he is separated from his father.
但他心里知道。
And yet he know fully well in his heart.
神，他的父神正在盼望他回去。
That his father is expecting him to come back to life.
而且他一定要回去。
And he is going back for sure.
所以他这里讲说，我看见主藏在我眼前。
And therefore, he say, "I know Lord is always before me."
基督在死亡痛苦里面。
That Jesus is in the pain and agony of death.
忍受我们应该受的刑罚。
He endure all the punishment that we deserve.
跟天上的父神永远的相离。
And now there is an eternal separation between him and Heavenly Father.
在那样的光景里面。
Under that condition.
他可以说。我看见父神在我的面前。
That he can claim, I saw the Lord always before me.
我不至于动摇。
I won't be shaken.
二十六节，所以我的心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安然居住。
And he continued, therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices, my body also will rest in hope.
我不知道你是不是有这样的经验
？I wonder you have such experience.
你在最痛苦、最无助的时候
，during your lowest point of your life，
但是你知道神就在你旁边
，and yet you know God is right next to you。
你的经验不是唯一的经验
，your experience is not unique。
因为主耶稣有同样的经验
，because Jesus Himself has the exact same experience。
我记得第一次我到东部来。做事离开学校的时候，那一段时间是我觉得最孤单的时候。
I still remember when I first moved to East Coast, I was working alone. I was very lonely.
我信主之后，一直跟一群很爱主的弟兄姐妹，一百两百个人在一起。
After I became a believer, I used to have fellowship with my brother and sister. They number around 100 to 200 people.
然后离开查经班团契的时候，突然落单了。
And once I left that fellowship, all of a sudden I feel I'm alone.
然后又从学生变成一个工作人。
And now my status changed from student to become an employee.
然后自己在 DC 教书。
And I myself start to do the teaching work in DC area.
那时候心情实在很差。
And actually I was very downcast.
没什么痛苦。
And perhaps there is no particular pain.
可心里很寂寞。
And yet I was extremely lonely.
很沮丧。
I was very downcast.
我就记得有一次我上班。
I remember one day I went to work.
不，下班，下班。
On my way home from work.
因为我教书，所以我的时间很自由。
And because I was doing a teaching job, and therefore my time was quite free.
我的学生都是做事的。
And most of my students, they do have daytime jobs.
所以下班的时候是十一点多，十二点了。
So by the time I finished my class, it's about 11 o'clock at night.
我就记得那一次我在一个DC 的一个地铁站。
And I still remember I was in a subway station in DC.
我就看到 DC 的地铁站。空无一人。
And when I saw the train coming, I find out there is no one in the train.
火车还没来。
And the station was empty, and the train hasn't come yet.
我就跟上帝说，这实在很没意思。
And I say to God, God, this is truly boring.
我要服侍你。
I intend to serve you.
我要跟人家有关系。
I want to build a relationship with people.
It's not my job.
It's not my job.
我为什么在这里？
And why am I here?
我心里面实在很 depressed.
I was so depressed.
在那个 moment, 在那个时候
Right at that moment,
这一段话跳出来
this verse came up to me.
二十六节
Verse 26.
上帝竟然跟我说
And God spoke to me.
你的心要欢喜
My heart, your heart should be glad.
你的灵要快乐
Your spirit should be rejoiced.
你的肉身安然居住
Your body will rest.
我那在那个时候
At that moment,
我跟上帝悔改。
Then I repent to God.
我知道他所经历的痛苦。
I start to understand what he has experienced.
他的孤单，他的难受。
His loneliness, his suffering.
胜过之我千万百万倍。
Way over what I'm experiencing now, thousands and thousands, million times over.
他里面却有满足的快乐。
And yet there's a rejoice in his heart.
我向他悔改。
I repent to God.
我感谢他。
I give praise and thank Him.
让主耶稣这样的生命能够在我里面。
And ask the life of Jesus come into my life.
外面是缺乏的。
Perhaps I in need externally.
里面是满足。
And yet there is overflowing satisfaction inside my heart.
外面是没有盼望的。
Perhaps there is no hope externally.
里面是充满盼望。
And yet I'm very hopeful inside.
外面是成就的环境
，and perhaps externally is the achievements of the world.
里面是一个崭新的生命
，and yet outside is the old, and yet there's a new life begin to sprout in.
我不知道您现在的光景在哪里。
I'm not sure your state right now.
你既然跟主耶稣已经相遇了
，if you have already had an encounter with Jesus,
回到他面前。
Return back to him.
现在向他要这样的生命。
And ask for this life from him.
不要等到生命的好像到尽头的时候，我们再向他求。
Don't wait until the end and ask for this life.
有人说生命，我们到人的尽头是神的起头。
Oftentimes we say the end is the beginning. Our end is the beginning of God.
我找遍圣经，从第一页到最后一页没有这句话。
And I flipped through the scripture and couldn't find out this phrase.
圣经是告诉我们。现在向他求。
But rather, the scripture tells us now we need to ask for this life now.
我们有一个得胜的生命。
So that we can have a victorious life.
因为主耶稣已经得胜了。
Because God, Jesus has overcome.
我们是一个新造的人。
We are a new creature.
没有一件事情过不去的。
There is nothing we couldn't overcome.
没有一件旧的事情。不能变新的。
There is nothing old that cannot be turned into new.
没有一件事情在我们心里面我们拿不掉的。
There is nothing in our heart we couldn't remove.
没有一件事情辖制我们的思想，我们不能得到自由。
There is nothing can bound us and restrict us that we couldn't have freedom.
我们让他走。
We need to let the old go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
因为我们得胜。
Because we are victor.
不但是以前的失败。
Not only the failure of the past,
甚至我们以前的成功
even the triumph of the past,
我们都要让它过去
we have to let them go.
因为这些人生的事情
because the things of this world,
抵不上神在主耶稣基督上身上所复活要给我们的生命
worth nothing when compared to the resurrection life that our Jesus intended to give to us.
你身上有伤痕和痛苦吗
Perhaps there is a scar in your life.
你身上有软弱和悲伤吗
And perhaps there is a weakness and sorrow in your life.
我们现在奉主耶稣基督的名，奉他得胜的名，我们让他过去。
In the name of Jesus, we proclaim and let those go.
让你我都有崭新的生命。
So that you and I, we can have a brand new life.
让我们人生跟主耶稣的相遇不是偶然。
So that we no longer have an accidental encounter with Jesus.
也不是一件突然的事情。
It's not treating as unplanned encounter.
让主让我们从雅各变到以色列。
May God turn us from Jacob to Israel.
从西门变作彼得。
From Simon to Peter.
从亚伯拉罕变成亚伯拉罕。
To Abraham to Abraham.
我们是一个新的人。
We are a new creation.
放手让神来做。
And let go and let God.
不要再靠我们自己。
No longer trust and depend on ourselves.
让旧的势力从我们身上拿开。
To let the old authority and realm out of us.
From all of us. 从我们教会里面。
starting from our church,
从我们的工作的地方,
from our workplace,
让旧的势力断开,
and we cut away and separate from the old authority.
不是我们能够做什么,
it's not because what we can do,
因为他已经得胜,
because our God is, he is the victor.
Amen.
Amen.
我们祷告,
let us pray.
主, 我们赞美你,
and Lord, we give you praise.
你是何等可爱又可亲的君王。
And you are adorable and lovely king.
与我们的罪死在十字架上。
And because of our sin, you have been crucified and died for us on the cross.
你跟我们的为我们的生命而复活。
And for us, you have resurrected.
让我们有一个得胜的盼望。
So that we can have a hope of resurrection and victorious
life. 还是为在座每一位弟兄姐妹祈求。
And we pray for every single brother and sister.
让我们每天都是一个新的人。
That we can have a brand new day each day.
让我们靠着你能够得过得胜的生命。
By your power, we can live in a triumphal life.
让这个教会成为得胜的教会。
May this church become a triumphal church.
成为你自己荣耀彰显的教会。
To become a place where your glory can be manifest.
感谢赞美你。
We thank you.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.